Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc, in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
I noticed the chuckle at the short joke there. It's not even true. He's not 2 inches taller than me. Mike Giardi, let's skip right past that. 72% of...
3 inches taller.
Oh, Jesus.
Ah, there it is.
Only let's go, Mike.
If I take my Hokas off. Ted, by the way, Mike Giardi also a Hoka guy.
No, I don't believe it. Nope.
He is.
Nope. Tevas too, probably.
Probably.
No.
Mike, I put out a poll today asking about the most popular Patriots player, which, of course, is Efton Chisholm III. And 72% of respondents, Patriots fans, believe he is going to make the opening day roster. What is going on with all of this lust and love about Efton Chisholm? Is this for real or is this a spring mirage?
I don't know how anyone could say it's anything other than a spring mirage to this point. You know, we haven't seen him do anything in full pads.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him do anything when a defensive back can run through your back, which is something that they teach them not to do in OTAs. Look, here's what I'll say about him on a positive side, besides what you saw on tape in college at a lower level program, is that in the 3 weeks that we've seen him, we've only seen him once a week for the last 3 weeks because that's all we've been allowed to do.
Yep.
His opportunities have grown. He went from being with, you know, the back end of the roster guys in the first time we saw him to getting some work with the second team the second time we saw him to getting some work with the quote-unquote first team the third time we saw him. Now, look, there were absences. You know, as we know, Diggs hasn't really been here very much. Kendrick Bourne wasn't there this past week. Mac Hollins still has not been cleared to participate, has not dressed at all. He's been there but hasn't dressed. And Jalen Polk is also making his way back from shoulder surgery. So some of the opportunities, because there's not as many guys, but some of it is like, okay, what we've given him, he's shown he can handle, and we'll give him some more, and we'll see how it plays when they get into real competition, because it's still, no matter what anyone says, and you read a lot of it in the last 3 weeks, we haven't hit the real competition part.
You know, Mike, I'm curious. You know, I know OTAs, they probably don't look maybe too dissimilar to maybe what minicamp's going to look like, but minicamp, everyone's going to be there, so it'll be full participation. Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be out there on Monday, so I look forward to seeing you there. But dude, what does this minicamp represent for you? What are your big things that you want to see from this minicamp? Questions that you have that you think hopefully minicamp might answer?
Yeah, I think first and foremost for me, it starts with the quarterback, right? And, you know, it's been sort of an uneven ride here from the times that we've gotten to see him. But Are you continuing to make progress from the last time where you saw you were, you know, I know the stats, whatever, you can take the stats and throw them out the window too, but like, it looked better. He looked faster. He looked like he was playing faster. And I want to continue to see that. To me, that's really important. How quickly does he grasp the offense? Because it'd be a lot better if he grasped the offense in, say, early August, as opposed to, you know, late September, early October, which is kind of the case last year, even if he did have the good run at the end of training camp. So to me, like, do that and, you know, you're well on your way to being a respectable football team. And then for me, the other parts of it is just like, how do they slot the receivers when they're all there? You know, again, not expecting Diggs to be a full go, not expecting Hollins to be a full go, but who's in line? Because we know that even though it's not the greatest competition in terms of top level talent, there is competition for maybe four guys for one spot, four guys for two spots, depending on how you feel about Chisholm. So that's a part of it to me that's important. And then I guess lastly, just like Christian Barmore, keep being out there, you know, like he looks good. He looks quick. He looks like he's in shape, like maybe the best shape he's ever been in since he's been a Patriot. And, you know, no predicting or foretelling what the blood clot situation can be going forward. But like having Christian Barmore be Christian Barmore would be huge for this team.
Mike, on that wide receiver competition point of what we want to see next week, who we only have limited data to work with to this point, but who would you imagine is on the outside looking in right now? And if you're fighting for those one or two spots, which guys profile out as that classic bottom of the depth chart wide receiver?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Javon Baker is on the outside looking in. I think that there you could make the case that Jalen Polk's on the outside looking in, even if he was only, you know, just a year ago, a second round pick, because again, Elliott Wolf has loyalty to him, but this coaching staff doesn't. So, you know, while I've liked the way he's been moving, he hasn't been moving against defenders. He's just been moving against air as he rehabs from the shoulder surgery. So those are two guys that, like, I mean, geez, last year, second and a fourth, you know, Baker's going to make people stand up out of wheelchairs. And now we could be in a situation where neither guy's on the team. And I would say, two other names, there would be Booty, who obviously played a lot last year, but like Mac Hollins is making the team unless there's something physically that he can't come back from. They paid him $4 million guaranteed, which isn't crazy, but like he's on the roster. He's here for a reason. He's here to actually lead that room. So I can't imagine he's not on the roster. He's an X. Kyle Williams, the third round pick, they'd love him to be the starting X. So he's an X. Like, where does Booty fit? You know, like he's not a pure X. They had to play him last year out of desperation, but like, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's easy for him. And then the last one is Pop Douglas, and Pop Douglas has a connection to Efton Chisholm. You're hearing Chisholm's name a lot from well-connected media people because there are people internally that like Efton Chisholm. Now, can he carry it over? As I said, when it matters, I don't know, but if he does, it could be a little bit duplicitous there, the two of them, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. There is a little bit of
overlap there. Yeah. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, I got to ask you two questions about Stephon Diggs. First is the whole thing, that crap sheet, and we had a fight of whether he said he did pass the physical or will or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Has he passed his physical? Has some money been paid out? Is money due to him now? Where are we in Stephon Diggs in that situation?
So my read of the situation is that he has not been cleared medically, which means he has not passed his physical yet, which would mean that there is money that he needs to be paid, or he's supposed to be paid, that hasn't been paid yet because he hasn't gotten to that point yet. Like I said, we saw him last week and he's moving pretty well for a guy that's whatever, 6-7 months removed from the ACL surgery. So I don't doubt that he's going to pass the physical, assuming that they want him to pass the physical.
And the second part of that question, is this now water under the bridge with Stephon Diggs because he's there and they made up whatever? And I need to combine that with, we have a correspondent named Stiz who's been covering the social media battle with Offset and Stephon Diggs, and sort of threats of violence from Offset because Stephon Diggs is messing with his kid and all that. Is that like adding to the pile of kind of, ooh, we don't care for this that we're involved with Stephon Diggs?
I would say that they came to an agreement that this sort of, that the boat thing can't happen again. I don't think it was any coincidence that he was at OTAs and visible to all of us when he was last week. But this is, I think it's a second strike. It's not a first strike. You know what I mean? I think it's like, hey, dude, we're willing to put this money on the table for you. Nobody else necessarily was. We still think you can be a really productive player. You'd be important to us, but like we can't be doing this because again, the most important thing is good players, as Mike continues to say. But like they have tried to work the culture, and I'm not sure that their culture is necessarily ready to take on someone if he's going to continue this sort of bent. Which maybe it's just part of who he is at this point.
I'm kind of fascinated about what the potential is for this defense. No one's really talking about the defense, and rightfully so. More attention's been laid to the offense, Mike. But just I mean, they got like four or five starters in free agency for the defense. I'm curious, just kind of what are your thoughts of what the potential might be for this defense? Clearly, they couldn't rush the passer. They were terrible against the run. Do you see the kind of the improvements they made via free agency really given this defense? I mean, what do you think their ceiling is for this year?
I think it's a pretty high ceiling. I think I think your best path to respectability, or in many people's, including you guys, a couple of you at least, 10, 11 wins is, if that's going to happen, then those guys got to be dogs. And I think there is the foundation to be that. Again, I keep going back to Barmore. As you pay Milton Williams the money you paid him, and you think he continues on the same sort of track that he's been on in his career, and granted, some of the pass rush win weight, that stuff will come down a little bit because he's going to play about 30, 40% more snaps than he's ever done in Philadelphia. But like, if he can continue to be that kind of player, and then you had a healthy, focused Barmore, then all of a sudden life is a lot easier for Keon White or Braden Swinson, the rookie from LSU, or maybe Harold Landry gets to, do his cleanup sacks again. Like, that can make life a lot easier because those two guys can command such attention and cause such havoc in the heart of that defense. Like, that's, to me, the fastest path for them being a good football team is for that defense to be back to being in that top 10, sort of range where they actually, when I say top 10 too, I mean like they're doing it against good teams, not the beat up against the bad quarterbacks and the bad teams. Do it against Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson too.
Mike, do you see defensive rookies that you anticipate pushing for starting reps on this group?
Well, I'll tell you, Woodson, the safety, the fourth round pick that was, generated some sort of, what are they doing here? It seems a little bit of a reach. He looks the part so far. And again, shorts. We're not there yet. But the thing that has stood out to me is that he seems to be where he's supposed to be, the right place. You know what I mean? Like there hasn't been him scrambling to get into position or like, no, he's where he's supposed to be. And he's making some plays on the ball. And like, he sort of looks the part, and there's a lot of internal buzz about just how smart a player he is and how tough a player he is. And like,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
With Duggar still coming back from his ankle surgery, we haven't seen him yet. And Peppers obviously is going to be in the middle of that defense, I would imagine. But Woodson gives them that potential of free safety that, quite frankly, if I'm thinking about Marcus Epps and I'm thinking about Jalen Hawkins, if Woodson can do it, I'd much rather play Woodson.
Mike, we play a little game here called More Likely on WEEI Afternoons.
Revolutionary. Sort of You'll either, never guess the rules.
It's either or. It's binary, so you get to pick between the two options. And one of our choices today was Drake May will either be a top five MVP candidate or he'll throw 25 interceptions. Which are you picking for 2025?
Oh, I'd say top five MVP candidate.
What?
Not that I would bet.
Homer Horn?
Money.
I'm with you, Mike. All right, let him go.
Over
go ahead,
25
Mike.
Interceptions.
Yeah, right.
25 interceptions is hideous. 25 interceptions is Jameis Winston before the LASIK and probably still after. Like, I, you know, if he throws 25 interceptions, then we got this whole thing wrong. Or they got the whole thing wrong. Not me. I didn't make the pick. They did. But they got it wrong. or they're developing them wrong or something, because that would be...
I can't imagine.
That would be mind-boggling.
I can't imagine Josh letting him get to, I don't know, 17, 18 interceptions, let alone 25.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I said it when we talked. Yeah, but when we talked to him, whatever that was, 3 weeks ago, I mean, he was talking like it was Josh, and it was a different tone than he took last year when he talked about the turnovers, because every once in a while he'd say, nah, I can't do it. And then, like, in the same answer or maybe, like, the next question, he'd be like, well, I mean, that's just who I am.
That's
I'm
going
to make
right.
the play.
Yeah, he did.
And the last time we talked to him, he was like, nah, he didn't stray that way. Like, you can tell Josh was in his ear like, dude, you cannot be throwing a pick or two, fumbling once or twice a game. If you're going to do that, we're not going to win a lot of football games.
Mike, before we let you go, I got to throw a question out there from one of our Twitch chat peeps. Monty Mack has been aggressively attacking me because I had the audacity to bring up race in regards to Efton Chisholm. Do you believe that part of the narrative surrounding Efton Chisholm and his popularity is the fact that he is a white slot receiver?
I mean, come on. How is it not? We lived through Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, and Danny Amendola. When Austin Carr, do you remember Austin Carr from like 5 or 6 years ago?
Yep.
Austin Carr had a good OTAs, and then he had like a nice beginning of the training camp, and it was like, oh my God, they did it again. They found the next guy. Austin Carr didn't play here, had a couple good games in New Orleans, but like that was it. It was over. Like, so yeah, I'm sorry. There definitely has been, there are parts of the fan base that definitely latch on to that.
Thank you, Mike Giardi, for clearing that up and setting Monty Mack and others straight. It is what it is. Mike, I hope you have a good weekend. Get out there on the paddleboard. Ted, you know he's a paddleboarder?
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
He's
ripped,
too. Gotta be outside, man. Gotta be outside. Just trying to keep up with you, man.
Attaboy.
Yeah. See you, Mike.
Weekend,
have
Mike.
A good weekend.
See you, bud.
See you, boys.
That's Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, with some interesting takes on the New England Patriots as he and we prepare for mandatory minicamp on Monday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.